Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. A word of welcome also to all our families and friends who are following us through the television, the internet, or the radio. We gather on this Sunday morning at the church. With the church, we celebrate the ascension of our Lord into heaven. St. Augustine reminds us, Jesus is the head. He is now in heaven, and give us hope because that's us, the body, one day will be with Christ in heaven. In that spirit of joyfulness, let us then celebrate this Mass by preparing ourselves, by calling to mind our sins, and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving. For the ascension of Christ your Son is our exaltation, and where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, he presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them and said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation resulting in knowledge of Him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to His call, what are the riches of glory in His inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power for us who believe. In accord with the exercise of His great might, which He worked in Christ, raising Him from the dead, and seating Him at His right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And He put all things beneath His feet, and gave Him as head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to His disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in His name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then He led them out as far as Bethany, raised His hands, and blessed them. As He blessed them, He parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did Him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Today we gather with the church to celebrate the ascension of our Lord. 2,000 years ago, the apostles did not want Jesus to go. They did not want him to ascend into heaven, but they could not prevent him. So Jesus ascended into heaven. 2,000 years later, the modern day apostles, namely the bishop, they couldn't prevent Jesus from ascending into heaven either, but they managed to delay him 3 days. Instead of Ascension Thursday, now we move it to Sunday. Now the bishop just didn't do it because they could, but because as Catholics, we practice our faith very differently. Because the feast is on a Thursday, most of us would be forgotten it by then, by Thursday, and so the church moved it to Sunday because there'll be more people attending Mass on Sunday, so it's more appropriate. Although it's kind of messed up the numbers. You see, we have 40 days of Lent, and after that we have 40 days of the Easter season where Jesus rose from the dead and he stayed with the apostles for 40 days, teaching and guiding and leading them, inspiring them. And then after 40 days, he ascended to heaven, which is Ascension Thursday. And then 10 days later, the Holy Spirit will descend upon us. We call Pentecost. So I have a feeling the Holy Spirit will have a tough time gift wrapping all these gifts when they ascend into down to us to give us all these gifts. They only have 7 days instead of 10 days. But you know that this feast is about hope, because Jesus the head ascends into heaven, and we being the body of Christ, we can never be too far from the head. And so the feast signifies the hope for us, because where the head is, the body, that's who we are, hope to be there one day as well. But before we can do that, we have to learn to be able to let go. Just like the apostles in the past, they're able to let go of their wants and needs, of the attachment to Jesus, and they allowed God to do what he does to be able to complete the salvation plan. As you know, outside, judging from the temperature and the weather outside, we know that spring has come and gone. We in the perhaps the middle of the summer's month now, and here it's usually about 6, 7, 8 months long, all the way until October, so far away. But during this time, besides the weather, the parents especially are very fearful of the three summer's months, to see the children are off from school and they're at home. And the parents are terrified. They don't know what to do with them. For 3 months, what they're going to do with all the children at home? Well, we have summer Bible school, we have summer camp, and usually the parents will try to sign them up to have some at least activity away from the home, and the parents can have some breather themselves. I still remember about 34 years ago, I was a seminarian, and during the summer's month, we have to be assigned to be a counselor at camp. We used to have a camp called Camp Corpus Christi. And so all the seminarians have to work as counselor there, and that's where we meet all the young men and women. The children will come to a summer's camp. And being children, that's one thing that's interesting, because they were very protective at home. They have the secure of the familiar surrounding. But when they come to camp, they are in a very strange environment. And so a lot of them are kind of fearful. Some even cry at night and during the day even. I don't want to be, I want to go home. I miss my mom and dad. And so the first activity we have is usually we call the icebreaker. And we have the children to learn to trust each other by having them falling off the barrel. And we have a contest to see which team would catch the most and not let them drop. You see, the reason they let them drop is because if they don't trust each other, then the person who stands on the barrel falls off, and if he or she curls up like a fetus, then they just drop them. You can't catch them. But if you just fall off like a log, straight down, and they will be able to catch them. And so it's amazing, after an hour or two of that activities, the children became fast friends. They're able to forget, to able to detach themselves from all the fear, all the missing, but now they just concentrate on having a good time with their newfound friends. And that's something that's childlike that Jesus wants us to retain. be able to let go of the things we deem that important, and to be able to let God be able to take on something even more beautiful, even greater things. And so we as adults, we forget that as a child. The older we grow, the more we try to surround ourselves with things that are familiar, with things that are secure. We accumulated things, materials, financials, relationship, and we surround ourselves with all the things that we know and perhaps that we love. But then we kind of block ourselves away, isolate ourselves away from the community, from the people. And so we might say, well, nobody can hurt me, but then nobody can love me either, and therefore we lose something out. And that's what the Feast of the Ascension is. It's about the fact that Jesus wants us to let go of the present thing that we might think that might be good for us, but not really, not yet, not the ultimate good, that we'll be able to embrace letting go and be able to embrace on something that is better. And that's what we're called to do. Recall how Jesus, when he came, he always tells us to detach from things we deem important. Recall when people came to him and said, what can I do to become your disciples? And Jesus said, to become my disciple, you must forsake your mother, your father, your brothers, your sister, even your own family, and yes, your own life. We don't want to do that. We love this life. We want to be surround ourselves with people we know and love, our families and our friends. And yet to become Jesus' disciples, we have to detach ourselves from all that we know and love. And then come and follow me. Recall a young man who was very wealthy came to him and said, Master, good Master, what can I do to have eternal life? And Jesus said, keep the commandments. And I said, I have done that the day I was born. And Jesus looked at him with love and he said, there's one more thing I want you to do. Go and sell what you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me. With that, his face felt sad. He walked away because he had many, many possessions. Little did he know that had he learned to let go of his wealth and let God, attach to God, he would have been known, his name would have been mentioned in the Bible for all eternity. Yet he walked away sad because he failed to let go and let God. And that's the feast today reminds us of the same thing. We might have many things we deem important and that help us to feel secure, to feel safe. But on this feast, we are called to examine them. Perhaps we have habits, hobbies that might not be good for us, that might be detrimental to our relationship to God, with God. We are called to let go of those habits, of those hobbies, and to be able to take on something that is new, that is worthwhile, that will lead us closer to God. In the same way with relationship, we might think, well, I love when you love, all you have to do is love and you'll be fine, but not. We have to love in the spirit that God has given to us. Our love has to reflect the love of God. And so when we're in relationship, that is kind of denying us of the chance to practice our faith, to be true to ourselves, then perhaps it's time for us to examine that and see if we can change, we can correct it to make ourselves better. And so the theme for this week is one of letting go and let God. I like to end with little things. It's kind of catchy. As children, they bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend. I brought my broken dreams to God because I thought he was my friend. But then instead of leaving him at peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that are my own. At last, I snatched them back and cried, "How can you be so slow?" God said, "My child, what could I do? You never did let go." Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, sent with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Knowing that Christ has ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, we confidently lift up our prayers for the needs of the world and of our own community.
For Christians around the world, that we may faithfully carry on the mission of Jesus, preaching repentance and forgiveness in his name to all nations, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That world leaders may be open to the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that their hearts may be open to the wonders of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are unemployed or underemployed, who find it difficult to provide for their families or for themselves, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all of us here today, that we may more closely live out the message that Jesus preached, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., and Dr. George Flood, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of power and mercy, you raised your Son from the dead and seated him at the right hand in glory. Listen to our prayers and grant them according to your will. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. We offer sacrifice now in supplication, O Lord, to honor the wondrous ascension of your Son. Grant, we pray, that through this most holy exchange, we too may rise up to the heavenly realms through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for the Lord Jesus, the King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended today to the highest heavens, as the angels gaze in wonder. Mediator between God and man, Judge of the world and Lord of hosts, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head, the founder, has gone before. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together in ending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed, holy, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, as we look forward to your second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death will you reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence will rely for unfailing help. May sacrifice of our conciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.